Go. All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 63. We're filming this at about 11:30 at night, but holy shit. That is all I can say.
My thoughts, too.
First things first, you know, Dark Horse Spencer Lee, he's in the finals. I have a feeling he may just win this one. Gable Steveson, another dark horse, is also in the finals. But in all seriousness, though, wow.
I want a formal apology Spencer from Lee every single person who said that AJ Ferrari wouldn't make it.
Spencer Lee versus Brandon Courtney in the finals. I have Lee by major in that one.
I got Lee by tech.
He's been majoring everybody. He hasn't been teching as much. I don't know what it is. Maybe he shows up in the national finals. You have to assume that Gordon's going to go out there with nothing to lose, but yeah. I can't say he's been not impressive because he's still dominated, but like people don't realize like when Gable has a 9-4 match, you're calling it close. I mean, Gable did get taken down, so I'd call it competitive, but at the end of the day, 9-4 is not too close because we're so accustomed to seeing them walk through the weight classes.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's 125. I don't think there's much to talk about. Robert Howard did not All-American. Lost, got pinned by Patrick McKee, who's on a hot run. McKee pinned Barnett and is into at least 5th, 6th, I think. What else is going on? 133.
It's pretty standard.
Hicks, I mean, versus RBY, I don't know much.
It was the finest RBY ever called.
Took out Corbin Myers in the semis, and Fix pretty much handled DeSanto as expected.
Yeah.
Other than much, I think DeSanto, I'm not even sure where he's at right now. He's probably going to do solid in consolations, but yeah, that's that. Let's go to 141. Here was kind of interesting. Chad Red lost in the round of 16 to Dresden Simon from Central Michigan. Ironman pinned his way to the finals. But he won a 4-3 decision in the round of 16.
Yeah.
Lee did win the rematch against Rivera.
Yeah.
Which is huge, you know. Not as close as last time, so that's a good indicator. You know, if I had to pick somebody, at this point, you know, I'm rocking with Lee. As long as he doesn't get cradled. But that cradle's looking deadly right now.
Yeah.
Tariq Wilson had a cradle locked on Jaden Ironman. Ironman trip stepped over and pinned Derek Wilson. I'll be honest, he wasn't pinned, but they called it. So,
yeah.
Where do we start? 149. Josh Heil versus Bulu Allen. I don't know where to get my eye. I think he was robbed, yes. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. I don't think either of them are getting past that. So I don't want to get too much into this because I'll be honest, I wasn't watching too closely and it kind of just slipped past me. Yeah, Sasso's in the finals. O'Connor did edge out Brock Mahler, which was a solid one for him. He's going to give Sasso the finals. Sasso pinned Bulu Allen, so with a cradle. That's solid. But he has been a little inconsistent this tournament. If Sasso wrestles to his potential, no doubt in my mind, he can beat Austin O'Connor. But if he doesn't, it may just be a rough draw for him.
Yeah.
157. This is where the shit starts. Ryan David Deacon Carter in the quarterfinals against something frantic from North Dakota State. He was down by a point, hit a buzzer beater to win the match 5-4. I don't know if he's injured or something. That's not the Deacon we're used to seeing. I don't know what it is. Just throughout this whole tournament, he's been less than impressive, to be honest. But that being said, semifinals come along. Jesse Della Vecchia from Ryder catches a half, rolls through, sticks him. It's one of these matches where, like, Deacon's not a guy you pay attention to. You just kind of assume he's a lock.
I mean,
and when I saw that, I was more in shock than anything. It wasn't even like I was like, oh, shit, he's about to lose. Oh, he's about this. Nobody really cared if you won or lost that match. If you weren't a Northwestern fan or a Ryder fan. But seeing that happen, it just kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to refer to as this, but like a Miles Martin. For Max Dean, for example.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
That's essentially what it was. He wasn't the biggest lock of the tournament. Who were the biggest locks in the tournament?
Especially in Gamble.
That, I mean, yeah, this year. Yeah, Deacon. That year, again, it was Miles Martin, Bo Nickel and Jason Nolfe, then Miles Martin. Seemed like a lock. After Bo going up. Deacon looked like a lock here. Didn't get done. But the finals are Jesse Delavecchia versus David Carr. I think Carr wins the title.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I like David Carr. Yeah, I thought Deacon would have beaten him in the finals, but he's not there. Unless Delavecchia's on a hot... If Delavecchia wins, I wouldn't be surprised. You see his time and time again, guys catch hot streaks.
Yeah.
But holy shit, that was like actually wild. Now that think about it, we could do like a whole 2-hour episode just on what happened to heavyweight.
Yeah, probably.
This shit is like actually insane. You know, I've said there's going to be more upsets than usual just for the sole fact that seeding isn't as good as it would be for the... Again, that's not any fault of theirs. That's just because we haven't wrestled anything outside of a conference.
Yeah.
That being said, 65. No surprise here. Marinelli chokes again.
Okay.
Okay, you can't say I'm not right.
You're not right, but man, is it an asshole take. What?
It really is, but it's like I had Shane Griffith as my pick to begin with, but... Seems like he's going to fall through. I don't hate Marinelli. I don't think anybody does. It's just like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't even consider Griffith losing to Griffith a choke. Granted, that being said, if you want to win the national title, you have to beat everybody there. Right?
Yeah.
I have, you know, this kind of thing. He always ends up getting knocked off early. Who do you get knocked off by? Mekhi Lewis? And Mekhi Lewis ran through the entire tournament.
Yeah, Mekhi Lewis.
And he's like, he lost to the eventual champ. It's not, Mekhi Lewis was an 8 seed for the sole fact that he didn't have much criteria and he didn't have great wins. And he had some losses. Yeah. Griffith should not be an 8 seed. Griffith is a 3 seed. Behind Marinelli, Valencia, and then him. Valencia beat him in the finals. Valencia is out too. It's Jake once over. It's Shane Griffith. I have Shane Griffith for the win. I have it 7-5. Valencia got majored by Ethan Smith in the quarterfinals after he got injured. I haven't even been keeping up on Marinelli, what that man's been doing, but like, there's been so much shit in this.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. I think Fresno State has their first All-American in a while.
Huh.
At 149. He almost beat Sammy Sass in the round of 16. He lost 11-10.
Shit.
This has been insane. One 174. Now, as a Penn State fan, hurts me to say this. Again, Kemmerer is on another level compared to Storaci. That's just what it looks like right now. You know, people go all the way in depth with this. They always try to do technical analysis, this. If you just switch up this. It's a 6-point match. It's not it was like a 1 or 2-point match. It's a 6-point match. It comes to the point where, like, he's not outclassed. He's just out-experienced. And that's kind of what won that match the first time. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Storaci won this time. Like, again, he's probably the toughest dude out there, you know? It's rare to see freshmen that are physically built. And that's what we'll get into soon. So, Demetrius Romero. People were having a lot of weird takes about this. Bad takes, mainly just shitting on the NCAA for that seeding. I'm not opposed to it. That him as a 2-seed. He showed up, proved why he should have been a 2-seed. He didn't make it to the finals, but I don't think there's any reason there to say he shouldn't have been a 2-seed. What was like a 2-0 loss to Carl Storaci? I think he proved his case. He beat Caleb Romero. Caleb Romero is not an All-American this year. He lost to Logan Massa in the blood round. Massa got knocked off by a 12 seed. Mikey Labriola barely snuck through. Very interesting weight class. I think DJ Washington is not an All-American either.
That hurts.
A lot of guys who should have All-American did not, and it's really tough to see. So, yeah, going into 184. Biggest thing people are talking about right now, Hayden Hydeley from NC State. Trent Hydeley from NC State. You're right, my bad. Versus the New Jersey man, John Posnanski, true freshman. Double overtime. I think it was stalling. My take's obviously going to be a little bit biased, and I'm not going to deny that. I saw the dude wrestle in the same conference as me for 4 years. He's a fucking beast, and he almost made an NCAA championship. I single-handedly witnessed this man, Tech Fall, my teammate, in the county finals. Rough experience, but, you know, I clowned him for it for the rest of the season. I'm sorry, Nick, if you're listening to this, but, yeah. Excellent showing for a freshman. Like, he didn't make the finals, that is what it is. Seeing how close Posnanski kept it and theoretically should have beat him kind of just shows me that I could see Brooks getting a major. I wouldn't be surprised. Yes. The biggest story, Nebraska, as you guys can see, did not have a good tournament. Taylor Venz did not All-American. Lost to Dakota Gear in the blood round. Like 8-4, I think. Yeah. Venz was my dark horse pick. If he beat Brooks, I had him win the entire thing. I don't know what to think about this right now. I think the best thing goes being said that it's a free year. None of this truly matters. But yeah, sucks to lose in the blood round no matter what, especially as a two-time All-American.
Yes.
And Brooks versus Hydeley, you know, I don't think this is a question.
Yeah.
I think we all have Brooks at this point, but
yeah.
John Posnanski beat Lou Dupre in the quarterfinals to become an All-American. And I can only assume that there's Hunter Bolin, Parker Kikeson, John Posnanski, and Lou Dupre that are really left.
Yeah.
I can't assume that'd be anything other than Posnanski versus Lou Dupre if the bracket meets that way. I think those are the two best guys that are not in the finals right now. I think this field is loaded with talent. I think Brooks versus Posnanski is going to be a good rivalry for years to come in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the next of Bo Nickel versus Miles Martin, but like it's forming, you know?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. That was an awesome rivalry, though. It's like
– it was.
Yeah, it's like every match that Miles won, even as a Penn State fan, you got to feel happy for him.
Yeah.
197.
AJ, we told you.
Fucking Ferrari.
I want a formal fucking apology from everyone in the comment section on that podcast post. I want a formal apology written. Okay? Like,
AJ Ferrari, he did it.
You let what a dude says on social media get in your head, and you somehow convince yourself that he's not a good wrestler. AJ Ferrari got it done. He's in the national finals. He's my goddamn pick.
He proved you wrong. You know, I see a bunch of comments like, oh my God, he fucking did it. It's like, damn. Like, what is there more to say? Like, I've heard two picks that people really, three picks that people are making were Schultz, Amin, and Norfleet. Schultz, I have nothing against Schultz. That's just unfortunate. It happens. Didn't have the best of days. Didn't All-American. Rough tournament. I feel bad for the dude. Great wrestler. He's going to be back next year. Amin, I like Amin. I have nothing against him. But he was the most hyped up dude I've ever seen that never won a national title before, except for Gable Steveson. But, again, Gable Steveson's accomplished far more than Miles Amin has, just in general. AJ Ferrari is a fucking tank, bro. Like, I don't even know what more there is to say. I put my phone upside down. I'm laying on my bed watching this. I'm like, oh no, please don't. To have that level of awareness as a freshman, to be able to be stronger than seniors in your weight class as a freshman, you know how many freshmen that are talented lose matches based on their size? You know how physically talented you have to be to win matches based off your size as a freshman? That just doesn't happen. And what's the dude's name? Kurt McHenry, I think it was.
Kurt McHenry. Oh, dude.
Super young.
That's one.
It happens. There's nothing much you can say about that, but he lost that match. He lost matches because he was small. He's an awesome wrestler. Howard's a much better wrestler, obviously, than any of those guys, but he's just, again, a little bit undersized. Look at that. Guy came up from 113 in high school, 126, a little bit undersized, but again, he was winning in high school. This isn't high school anymore. He's the best of best guys. Snuck past Jacob Warner in the quarterfinals. Beat Tanner Sloan 5-0, and now he's wrestling for a national title. He is the only man possible at this point to become a 5-time national champ. Makai Lewis is out. Greg Kerfley was upset. You know, are there any freshmen in the finals other than Ferrari? Storaci and Ferrari are the two guys left that could be 5-time national champs.
Yeah. Man, Yanni got goddamn robbed of that opportunity.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if he makes an Olympic team, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How do I even start? This is going to be a main topic for discussion today. We're hopping to heavyweight. Heavyweight's going to be a damn good one, bro. The Tate Orndorff slander will get put to fucking shreds there. Just remember that.
Right.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Let's just hop into the comments. Oh, my God. We didn't even have anything planned for today. We were just going to do a full-on recap. He's going to be wrestling Nino Bonacorski in the finals, too.
Go to the comments, hand out some L's.
This dude's like, are you really talking shit to someone on Insta when he started? Get the fuck out of here. What's this dude built like? Oh, my God. Look what this dude's built like. Dude, would make my high school JV team. Oh, no. Look what this dude looks like in a singlet. I'm so sorry, dude. Oh,
people do not talk shit on the internet if you have a public account and you're not jacked. Oh my God.
He was like, cringe first. I'm like, are you in the national finals, bro? Gordon just got me to even know what whoosh means. I just commented whoosh again. Oh, my God. Looking back to it, when we did our AJ Ferrari podcast, it's going to be a damn good one to listen to now. Episode 58.
That age.
Let's read the comments. Phenomenal. That are against him. DeSanto 133 calling you out, you fucktard. Dude, we're going to get taken down for like offensive language. I have Miles Amin and Cordell Norfleet in the finals. Well, you know what? I don't think either of them make the finals. And
here we
are. He won't be champ, but he'll have a good run. Still a possible statement. I don't know what to say. Can't wrestle on your knees for 7 minutes. My comment.
Yes,
he's done it so far, and it's worked pretty damn well. I don't think he beats Amin, but 197 is wide open enough that he could make the finals, and then at that point, anything could happen.
I mean, shit.
I think Norfleet takes it this year. AJ will have his time, though. Definitely multiple time night champ. The kid's a problem. You know, I don't dislike this take, but.
So, if AJ Ferrari is 5-time national champion, is he the GOAT? Because if you think about it,
one loss.
You got Kale. You got Kale Sanderson, four-time champ.
One loss.
You have to go undefeated.
Kale Sanderson lost a match in his redshirt year too. Yes, AJ Ferrari is the GOAT of college wrestling. If he wins five national titles, and he doesn't lose a single match from now on. Nobody's going to like me saying that, though.
I mean, how can you even debate that if you're a five-time national champion? That's how it is. What the hell was, like, DeSanto versus Dayton Fix? Like, what was that match anyway? Like,
domination.
I didn't get to see it.
Domination. Okay, now we'll run to my reel. Where does he play in a place in nationals? AJ Ferrari. He has the potential to go first. Nice. Might just fuck around and win it all. He's been fucking around, and he has a chance to win it all. You, top three. Braxton Mikesell, top five, probably. Third is my bet, hoping he wins it.
Wait, Braxton Mikesell, he's not competing.
Huh?
What? Braxton Mikesell? He's not competing.
Huh? He said he commented.
Oh, he commented?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was pissed.
He won't win this year. That'll come later, but I foresee minimum eight. Minimum top eight with a 3-6 finish, most likely. Dude is cocky, but goddamn, he backs it all up. Really think he gives his kids a stud. Cougar Down is one of the best to wear double knee pads. Personally, don't like him as a person, but I think he'll be number one. You know, I can respect that take.
Dude, he's doing this like mind game bait stuff with the number one dude in the country. I'm watching the match right now. Like, Jesus, you'd think that but he's wrestling on his knees, crawling around on his knees against Miles Friggin' Amin.
He's how huge. Like, I see him top five, number one Northfleet, number two Amin, 3-5, or his honestly just depends on how he falls in the bracket. He's getting second in nationals, mark my fucking word. He will fall against a 197 pounder from Michigan. Oh, we're commenting on this. He likes dick though, but I'm like, all right. They got him to national finals. Cool.
He does this weird. He just looks past people. He does everything. Well, not everything wrong, obviously, but like, he shows people no respect, dude. Like, goddamn.
Oh, this is not comprehensive. He says one guy commented, "How does he wrestle on both knees?" Me, I said, "He's an athletic freak, and he's stronger than 99% of us will ever be."
Yeah. I mean, that's just accurate.
Noah. His one loss is to Noah Adams, bro. That's going to hurt him so bad. Dude, I am looking through this. He grabbed a dude's dick and fucked around and won national title.
Dude, he's handling a meme. Like, it's a low-scoring match, but, like, goddamn, it's one-sided.
I don't... There's this video of the Bergen Catholic team getting so hyped when Shane Griffith beat Marinelli.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
Dude, there's like I'm literally at a loss for words. I'm sorry, whoever's listening to this podcast, you're just like, what the fuck is going on? You're probably already scored off by now. But this is insane. Who was the last freshman to make a final at 197? Kyle Snyder?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to jinx this, actually. Hopefully, Nina Bonikorski and Kyvan Gadsden aren't the same thing.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Hopefully. You can only hope, though, at this point. Oh, my God. Do we just hop into heavyweight?
Yeah, probably.
As we know, 32-seeded Gable Steveson has made the finals. He will be facing the defending national champ, Mason Paris, and He's going to get his blue cheeks clapped.
All odds.
Yep. Anyways, not all sources. Gable has made the finals. First round fall against Tagadali from Campbell. Second round Tech fall against Wyatt Hendrickson from Air Force. Third round decision, 9-4. Quarterfinals against Greg Kerfler from Penn State. Semifinal, major decision, 16-6 over Tony Cassidy of Iowa. Mason Paris beat somebody in round 30. Something beat Carter Isley. Tech fought them in round two. Round three, he beat Ethan Laird in quarterfinals, 14-4. Pinned Gannon Grumbel in semifinals. He's in the finals. I quote, he's coming for blood this time. Y'all are lucky I cannot record with audio on my laptop. More importantly, 3 seed Matt Stentzel went 1-2.
That sucks. I know you're really high on him. I mean,
I was.
He was consensus top 5, I believe.
Interesting. He was consensus number 3, actually, but I'm not mad about this per se, but damn.
Heavyweight's just been absolutely bad shit this tournament. Like, there's been some crazy upsets in the heavyweight class, but heavyweight's just been
like
nuts.
I'm not mad about this, but like, oh shit, I didn't expect him to be the one to fall. I expected it to be like Gannon Grumbel. Grumbel shocked me, dude. Like, I know I was talking shit about him, but like, damn, bro. Like, he beat Trent Hoger. Like, you know, obviously that was a controversial match, just whatever. Hoger's an All-American, Grumbel's an All-American. They may see each other again. My money's on Hoger. Curry Fleet lost to Schultz.
Yeah.
It has been settled. Curry Fleet was given the number one pound-for-pound ranking over Schultz after he moved to heavyweight senior year. There was debates about this. It's been settled. Schultz can wrestle at this level.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm shocked that Tony beat him, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Schultz had like a 20-second pin against Nathan Traxler on the blood run. I need to go back and find that. That was insane if I can go back and find that. Tony Cassiope, again, All-American. No surprise there. He's there. Got the semis. Got bodied by Gable. What is at that point, but he's going to be trying to face for that third place spot. I would have to assume if I look through the brackets, he'd be either facing. I would have to assume either Grumbel, Hilger, or Schultz would be coming through there. I don't – or Curry Fleet. I wouldn't be surprised if Curry Fleet comes back to take third. Oh, he can't, actually. Now he lost. Curry Fleet's in the seventh place match.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Although, I mean –
it's just matchup.
It's free year. Who gives a shit? Like,
yeah.
Heavyweight is still going to be incredibly interesting. Yeah. Personally, sorry to bring the conversation back. I just can't wait for like in 2 years if AJ bumps up. I mean, I don't see why he would. He's gigantic at 197, and he could be insanely dominant.
I think he cuts like 10 pounds a week to make weight. Nothing crazy, but.
I mean, he originally planned to wrestle as a heavyweight in college.
Yeah, he probably was soon enough. He was cut from
1920. His frame is massive. This dude's arms and legs are ridiculously long. Mm-hmm. His wingspan is ludicrous.
Dude, if Gable and him win, they're going to have to stand right next to each other in the picture.
Yeah.
As being made into a meme. Oh, my God. Watch Gable lose.
If Gable loses, I'm going to put this on record. If Gable loses, I will.
I'll do a giveaway if you pay for it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, no, I'm joking.
If Gable loses, I will pay for a giveaway on this channel. On this.
All right. We're giving a box of Derek's extra small condoms. But it took you a while to catch that, too. Oh, this shit just got interesting.
Oh, what happened?
People are sending me so much stuff. I don't know. I'm like stuck in a place right now. I'm actually in shock.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Biggest thing I wanted to talk about. Jordan Wood did an All-American. Got thrown to his back for six. Couldn't mount the comeback. Fell 1 point short against Wyatt Hendrickson from Air Force.
Yeah.
If he won that, it would have been him versus Hilgert in the Bloods. Lance was knocked off first round from Nebraska. Lost in, I think, the round of 24. To Zach Elam. Elam was thrown and pinned by 28-seeded Austin Harris. And then Kirk Phillip beat Harris in the blood run.
Sorry to just got it. I know it's like known that DeSanto has pace, but holy shit. I'm watching his match with Dayton Fix right now. I mean, it didn't make any difference ultimately, but fuck.
I hate DeSanto with a passion. I don't care. I'm sorry. But just that being said, I hate Iowa in general. Fuck them. If you're an Iowa fan and you're watching this, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, dude, people take, like, when I say fuck you and shit just so to heart. It's, like, actually hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, if you know me, you know I just curse in general. It's like, well, who gives a fuck in general? Like, I'm not going to make my podcast just clean just because, oh, family friendly. Like, I don't give a shit. Don't listen to me if you don't want to. But that being said, the Tate Orndorff slander needs to stop.
Yeah.
He has done it. I've said it time and time again. Didn't have this.
Washington produced a Division I All-American, damn it. And I
did not have the best start to season. Hilgert didn't have the best start to season. They're all Americans for a reason. They show up when it matters. And that's what they did.
Yes.
Molested. Actually, no, I can't say that on a podcast. Handled Ethan.
That's where you draw the line.
No, it was just an awkward thing. He was like, he handled Ethan Laird in the blood round. Did it. He's an All-American again. Proved everybody wrong. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Trent Hilgert. 5-2 decision. Or Hendrickson. Blood run. He's an All-American. Kirk Phillip. Kind of handled Austin Harris, I'll be honest. Kirk Phillip's not a guy you can throw unless your name is Colton Schultz or Adam Kuhn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harris threw and pinned Zach Elam. That was shocking more than anything. I really thought Lance was gonna place. Orndorff pulled through when it mattered. I'm happy for him.
Doesn't matter unless
Yeah, I'm gonna see Luffman, dude, did not have the best draw.
Not really, no.
I was not ahead by much. I was 109 points. Penn State is 94.5. That might be a lot.
Yeah. Damn, that Penn State murderer's row is gone, and now they're – I mean, they could very well develop a brand new one, but shit, man.
I don't – I'll be honest. Watch Iowa throw. All that needs to happen is Nick Lee needs to be Jaden Narman and Garst Arachi needs to be Michael Kemper. That's literally it.
That's true.
And Penn State did this with only qualifying 9 guys.
That's a good point. Granted,
we say 9 like it's nothing. Like, half these teams struggle to qualify, like, 2.
Yeah.
University of Arkansas, Little Rock, I think that's what it is.
Yep.
First national qualifier. Paul Bianchi. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
That's dope. Love to see it.
I practiced with, committed to them. Or I had practiced with at some point.
Yeah. What is the outlook for heavyweight next year? Because look at guys who are coming in. Keontae Hamilton. See, he's honestly the only one. Hayden Kopass is not going to start over Trent Hoger. You have to assume that.
I don't know, man. Gable, again, just kind of seems like the – I mean, I say again as if he's already won tomorrow's finals. And, again, Mason Paris is very, very good. But holy shit, Gable Stevenson is just on another goddamn level.
Yeah, for real. I don't know. We say this every time. It's like, I don't know after Paris pinned Cassie up in 54 seconds. We're going to say, I don't know after he did the scramble. Gable comes back time and time again. Shows why.
Yep. Yeah.
If Gable comes in with a gold singlet and hits a backflip, cargo backflip, David will pay for a giveaway. Thank you. Anyways, probably not. I'm too broke to do giveaways. I mean, if somebody wants to donate me like $20, I'll do a giveaway. But like, and you probably won't win. You might as well just buy a hoodie at that point. But without that being said, it was a very interesting 2 days of wrestling.
Yeah.
I think the one factor that's remained the same at heavyweight was Tony Cassiope.
Yeah.
Even Gable, you start to have doubts after he got taken down by Kirk.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, but like, again, like Kirk, it sounds like I'm just sucking his dick or whatever, but like, he gave up takedowns because he got squashed on shots. That's all it was. The one shot where he got where he was able to get the leg and not get sprawled, he took him down. Same thing with Mason Paris. He's proven he can score at that level, and it's going to depend. I think next year, again, Schultz's hand fight can be as good as it wants. Kirk's probably going to run circles around him.
Right.
Schultz was extremely impressive. I know he lost to Cassiope, but wow, he impressed a lot. A lot of people didn't expect him to All-American. I think no matter what, Stencil going 1-2 kind of freed up a lot of room for another person to get in. And that's essentially where Kirkley snuck in.
Yes.
That's a crazy thing. Kirk Flute may not be an All-American if Matt Stencil didn't choke.
Yeah.
I don't know. I legitimately have no words for that. Like, I don't know how Stencil really looked. Hilger is one thing is like, okay. Like, Hilger's good. Hilger's gone back and forth with him every single time. Hilger beats him 2-1 off a reversal. He almost got pinned first round by Joe Doyle from Binghamton, the 30 seed. He almost got headlocked and pinned. Drops to the consolations, and he loses to Austin Harris. That's a guy that, again, I've said that he's good, right? But he's not a top 20 guy. Yep. And he pinned Zeculum. I don't know what to feel about him because he may be just a threat. You know, maybe he was just a guy catching fire and just straight up just not being good enough. Because we've seen that happen so many times. It sucks. But AJ Ferrari is going to remain the story of this tournament if he pulls it through. He may just fulfill the prophecy. If AJ Ferrari becomes a national champ, this super matchup is getting hyped.
Yeah.
Two new levels. Granted, the man needs not like my haircut's like actually decent, but he needs like a better haircut. It's just I don't even know what to say about it. Like it's something different. Like my thing is blowing up. But yeah, that I think that's really it. Like if AJ Ferrari wins, yeah, you can pay for the giveaway if you want. I don't know what I'll do, but
Wait. Why am I losing money if my pick is correct?
You said you'd pay for a giveaway for something. I forgot what it was.
If Mason Paris wins.
Oh, yeah, sure. If Mason Paris wins, David will pay for a giveaway. If Gable wins, we're not doing anything.
All is right in the world. I don't know.
I mean, I'll post a picture of him on my Instagram. I think that's what it is. If Gable wins,
grass is green, you know? Like, that's just how it is.
Paris is coming for blood, bro. Watch out. Dude, I don't know. It's, like, so late. I should be, like, asleep, like, an hour ago. Like, I'm still awake. It's probably upload, like, 2 a.m. for you guys. And if you're high as shit, go watch it. I mean, if you just got done smoking with Joe Rogan, you know. Anyways, that is probably it. Any final words?
I'm going to harp on this. I want that goddamn formal apology. And you know what? DeSanto 133, if you're listening to this, hold that L, please. Thank you. And have a good day.
That's getting sent to him right after this. Anyways, thank you guys for watching the Late Night Shots podcast. It's been episode 63. We will get you one tomorrow. You already know. It's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking awesome. We will catch you guys. Thank you guys for listening. We will catch you guys again next time.
All right, peace.